Okay, so I'm going to start now going continuing through Siman Pei Tes, which talks about how much to wait between Basar and Chalav. So the we ended up last time that there was two reasons given by the Mefarshim, by the Rishonim, why we wait between meat and milk. One reason is because of the Rambam, that the meat gets stuck between your teeth. And one is because of the Rashi, that the Tam is Nimshach, which one goes down your mouth. And we spoke at the Nafkaminas between the reasons. We said that the Mechaber goes strictly that the Taitcha of the Gemara, Bein Suda L'Suda, means 6 hours. And therefore, that's the Mechaber doesn't bring another tzad. You have to wait 6 hours, Bein Suda L'Suda. And we said that the Ramah says really Bein Suda L'Suda is like Tosis, that was Siluk and Biruch. It's enough. You just need Kinuach V'Hadacha. But then he says you should wait 1 hour, Mikra Din, plus Siluk and Birch. So you should make Lasuda Lasuda and 1 hour. Shaila is, what's the var? And then he says the Magdakta can wait 6, and that became the Minig in Klai Yisrael. So Shaila is, what is the Minig of 1 hour? Where does that come from? So we spoke out, the Goyin says, Pshat is from the Zohar. So the Zohar says that the high machala, the meat and milk, should not be eaten together, which means you should bench, it shouldn't be in the same suda, and also it means that they shouldn't be in 1 hour. And one, so we weren't sure if that's the pshat, where this 3 hours and etc. You know, where did all that come from? Where this 3 hours come from, the mashal? You go with the Zayar, you go 1 hour. You want to go with Suda L'Suda like the Rambam, or like the other Mefarshim, say 6 hours. Where this 3 hours come from? So the Emma says, we were stuck up Mis'alim, we still didn't get involved in the Taz's Pshat and the Ramah. It's recording here, but is in the Taz's Pshat in the Ramah.
Recording in progress.
Okay. In the Taz's Pshat and the Ramah. The Taz in Sifkatan Beis brings another pshat in the Ramah, why we wait an hour. He says, Zeloshin Ma'arai, which is Agoy Sharidur, which is the Trumas Edeshin, Rabim Oisim Pshara Midaiton, Lahamtun Shoah Achas Achar Hasudas Basa Vesilku, Birchu V'Ochlin Gvina. They make a pshara. Look, we go with Tosfos's pshat, but realistically speaking, Tosfos's pshat, all you have to do is bench, is a little bit shver, so we'll throw in a little bit of a weight. No one ever said a remez that 1 hour makes a difference. It's a good thing. You know, even after once, till 6 hours. So basically, the Trumas Edeshin is learning pshat in this minute of 1 hour. It's like a pshara. Well, let's throw in that. Nothing to do with the Zohar. So then it's already probably, this is the source for the 3 hours. In other words, the 1 hour was just kind of an extra credit waiting period after the meal, throw in a little bit of a wait. So do 1 hour, so maybe some communities at the minute throw in 3 hours, make a pshara, it doesn't have to be zero, but it doesn't have to be six, so they said three. So that's probably where the three comes from. We were going last week that the pshat in the 1 hour of the Ramah was out to the Zohar. So if you go out to the Zohar, then it would make either go one or six. There's no room for this minig of three, wherever that comes from. So l'chayr, the minig of three is based on the Taz's pshat in the Ramah, that really we hold suda l'suda means right away. But the Maisa, there's another pshat, suda l'suda means six, so we'll do three.
This is like relatively new. This 3 hour. Like,
I don't know if it's new. I don't think anything's new. People, things like that don't come up, you know, out of nowhere. Someone that wants to, like, you know, come up with a new thing, just knock, you know, not going to knock it down. Like, I'm coming out with this big, you know, big like, cooler going down from 6 to 3, you know.
Why can't it be that Suda to Suda is just varies on how often they eat in that, like, area? Like, maybe in Holland they eat every 3 hours.
Yeah, my father was saying that there was he was telling me there's this whole economic theory out there that was totally disproven. But basically how people are eventually going to die of starvation because the demand is always going to be more than the supply, whatever. Anyway, and he said that Viharaya and this guy, this non-Jewish Irish economist in the 1800s, basically proved it from the fact that Viharaya, that in Poland, where they had nothing to eat, so the taka waited 6 hours. The Jewish people waited 6 hours between meals. But in Germany, where they had a lot to eat, so they waited only 3 hours between meat and milk. So you see, and eventually, no one's going to have anything to eat. Everyone's going to start dying of starvation. That was the yeah. But I don't think that that's pshat. What? I don't think that that's pshat. Yeah, but okay. I think it's based on the Taz. Now, okay. Now let's go into that's just important to point out because we kind of left that hanging. Now, in Siv Beis, he brings down a sugya in Chulin, which is what do you do if you eat gvina first? We started last week, we were talking about if you eat meat first, what happens if you eat cheese first? So, first of all, if you eat cheese first, then the Mechaber brings down Achal gvina, mutol achal achar basar miyad. No, he doesn't make any distinction. You could eat meat right away. Uvavad, there's only one condition. You have to make sure your hands are clean. So during the day, you could look at your hands. Ya'ayin biyadav, shalo yashim davar ma'gvina nidbak v'em. You could look at them. And if it's at night, then you can't look at them. So tzarech l'rachtsam, v'tzarech l'kaneach, u'la'adichoy, v'tzarech l'kaneach, and you have to do kinuach v'adacha, which means you have to chew something with your, something hard, some food, and drink something, any drink. And then that cleans out your mouth, and mela, that's fine. That's all the Mechaber brings down. So according to the Mechaber, you can go straight from milk to meat, and he doesn't bring down any sort of chilek, and that's pretty straightforward. Does the Mechaber require a bracha achreina between? Does the Mechaber require a bracha achreina in between? All he says is after you eat milk, you eat meat. So he doesn't say even bracha achreina. And l'chari taka sounds like that there's no reason to make a bracha achreina. You're not mechuyev to make a bracha achreina.
Is Mechaber saying in the daytime you don't have to do kinuach l'adicho?
No, you only have to do kinuach l'adicho on your mouth. The question is on your hands. Do you have to do netila or look at your hands? Okay? Fine. L'maisa comes the Ramah, and the Ramah gets things very complicated. And the Ramah says like this. We're going in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, just that's the easiest, but there are a lot of things that we have to get still tie up. Hopefully we'll get to it. So the Ramah makes life very complicated now. He says, Hagah. V'yesh machmirim. Some people are machmir. Presumably to wait some time period between milk and meat, even if you had milk first. People are machmer on this. Afilu b'basar ha'gvina, you gotta wait. V'chein noig, and there's a minig, not just yesh machmer, and that's actually the minig, that by hard cheese, shekol she'gvina kasha, if you have hard cheese, quote-unquote, ein oichlin achareha, we don't eat even chicken. K'moy b'gvina achar basar, and you wait the same amount that you would wait between gvina and basar. But some are lenient on that, and we can't stop them, v'ein lim chais, as long as they did kinuach v'adacha, but you should be machmir. So there, he said, yesh machmir, v'chein noyagim, and you should yesh lahachmir, but they were mekilim. So what is he talking about exactly? Okay? So there's two basic mahalchim how to read this Ramah. Two basic mahalchim how to read the Ramah. One is based on the Goyin, and maybe the Shach learns like that. And one is the Taz, the Orach HaShulchan, a little bit, a different mahalach. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan reads the Ramah is Yesh Machmir Mafil B'Basar Achar Gvina, that they waited 6 hours. Why? I don't know. I mean, the Gemara's connected. I mean, the Gemara didn't say that. But Yesh Machmir, there was some that were Machmir 6 hours. But that was not the minig. That was not accepted. But there was accepted to wait those same 6 hours after Gvina Kasha, after hard cheese. And then according to that reading of it, it comes out that the way you read it is, but a lot of people were mekel even on the hard cheese, but Lamaisa, it's good to be a machmer on the hard cheese. According to this reading, there's no mention they have to wait anything between regular cheese and milk and meat. It's only the hard cheese, and there was a minute of 6 hours, but no one does that, and only the only time you should be machmer is to do the 6 hours of after hard cheese. Okay, according to that, there will be no makar that you have to bench between milk and meat. There will be no makar to wait at all between milk and meat. There will be no reason to, because the Ramah never said really to do that. He fell off of it. Okay, And it seems like the Taz says like that, because it's Yesh. So it seems like the Taz is learning like the Aruch HaShulchan. That the whole shmooz here was about the 6 hours, and that's what the Ramah went ahead and said, but to only do that by Gvina Kasha. The problem with that reading is where would we come from to be machmer 6 hours on cheese? The whole Sugyos HaGemara is not like that. There's no mention that you wait 6 hours after eating cheese. Why would you even say such a thing? So it's a little bit, in terms of that, it's a little bit of a shver reading of the Ramah.
So, you can't just say that's why he chose the Lashon of machmer. There is no
Makor. Okay, fine. So, I'm not saying not, but it's a little bit funny that would come up out of nowhere. So the Goyin... No, but the Vish Machmir were not on hard cheese. Now, the other reading of the Ramah is the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, and the Shach in Sivkat and Tezayin is a little bit much like that also. We mentioned last week that the Goyin says that the reason why you should wait an hour between meat and milk, even if you benched already, is because of the Zoya. The Zoya says not to have meat and milk in the same meal or in the same hour. So if it's the issue of not having them in the same meal or hour, it doesn't make a difference which one you ate first. Even if you ate the cheese first, you should wait that hour and bench. So the Goyin Taka says, V'yesh machmirin oysir alf, v'chein mashma b'divrei ha-Zoya. So the Goyin brings up the Zoya. Right? So according to that reading, the way the Ramah is saying is, yesh machmirin based on the Zoya afil b'basa ha-chakvina. To wait at least like the Zoya, which we already have the Goyin before said that the Zoya requires make a bracha achrayna and wait 1 hour.
Even after
any cheese, not kasha. V'chein noyagim is a new thing. There's another chumrah in cheese that by kvina kasha wait 6 hours. So it's kind of unrelated. The Shach makes a little bit of a... So according to that, we'll come out two chumras from this Ramah. Number one is any cheese at all, wait 1 hour based on the Zohar. Number two, another chumra is Gvina Kasha, 6 hours. On that, the Ramah says, some were makeup, but you should be machmer. If you're going with the Zohar, you have to make a bracha achrayin as well. Now, the Shach makes a little bit in between, because the Shach and Tezayin is machmer, that according to that the minig was only 1 hour, is based on the Zohar to wait 1 hour after hard cheese. Which is like a little hard to understand exactly, like why, what does the Zohar have to do with hard cheese? I mean, the Zohar is talking about milk and meat, he's not talking about hard cheese. So I don't know exactly what he's saying with that. But it comes out according to that reading of the Ramah, that one should not eat milk and meat in the same meal, and they should wait a shah chada between milk and meat. So let's go through that possibility. So where do the Paiskim discuss this? So the Paiskim discuss this in Hilchos Shavuos, when the Ramah says that there's a minig to have milk and meat in the same meal. This way you switch the challahs, and you have two challahs. So the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, you're having milk and meat in the same meal? Yeah, so you don't have to make a bracha achrayna between milk and meat. You don't have to make a bracha achrayna between meat and milk. But if you have the milk first, you don't have to make a bracha achrayna, and as long as you switch the tablecloths, you do kinuach v'adacha, you're good. So Mishnah Berurah soisem l'chayr not like this pshat in the Ramah. If the Mishnah Berurah looked like the Aruch HaShulchan's pshat in the Ramah, so there's never a mention of the Zohar in this direction. And therefore, no problem. And then Mishnah Berurah soisem like that. That there's no problem to, on Shavuos, you could have your milk, just do the Kinoach HaDoch, you do not need a Baruch HaAchrayna even, and have your meat afterwards. They don't say anything. However, the Prima Gadim over here, in a few places, and in Hilchos Shavuos, says, no, you have to make a bracha achrayna between meat and milk, and you should wait a shah chada. But, and for sure, at least you should make a bracha achrayna. That's it's mefurish in the shach, in Prima Gadim, in Sifsei Das, Ois Tes Zayin, he says, beferish, ayin shach, v'shah achrayna mechmir b'sheshos, k'zoyar p'chadash heikama, at least make a bracha achrayna, unless if it's not gvina kasha. Gvina kasha, you should wait 6 hours. So that's the other way to read the Ramah. That aside from the Mishnah Berurah, but the Prima Gadim does say like that, and the Goyin would come out like that. So I think that you know what's pretty popular today is like we wait like a half hour or something like that. Some people, I've heard of that. What? After regular milk, I've heard that. What? Because what? Some people do just kinuach v'adacha. Some people bracha achrayna and kinuach. You could bracha achrayna and kinuach va'adacha. That would be based on this reading of the Prima Gadim. But some people, to be yoytze the goyin, say they wait a shachada. What's a shachada? A certain amount of time, left up for 1 hour. A certain amount of time, so a half hour is a block of time. So as long as you don't eat it together, mamish, then you're being mekayim all the shitas of the Zohar as well. Yeah, but in this direction it's okay because you're not doing it out the toisus. You're doing it out the zayir.
The Torah says an hour, so I have to do it half an hour.
It doesn't say hour because you don't have to take it so literally. It means shachada means in one time period. So within a half hour already, once it's like samuch. Within a half hour, it's called samuch. Like samuch mincha is a half hour to mincha. Once it's not in a half hour, it's not samuch anymore. So it's not considered shaita chada. So some people, that's why I asked for this, but it's not here. I heard Rabbi Shimon Biak of that. That a half hour is already not called shaita chada, and therefore you can mekayim the zoyar by waiting, doing berkas hamazon, kinuach adacha, and waiting by any sort of cheese, even not hard cheese. You're waiting a half hour, you also mekayim this zoyar. Okay, the Maisa Meikar Adin, you can't argue with the Mishabura. The Mishabura does not bring this down, and the Mishabura basically says you don't even have to make Kinuach Vadach is enough. You don't even have to make a Bracha Achrayna. So it's hard to say that the Ikra Halacha is not like that. You know, Mishabura. Okay, now the other point we have to talk about. Yeah, but it could be that only because it's Shavuos. You know, the Daki Tshuva.
That's the time you really should be the most
matter. What?
Think on Shavuos,
so this big machlokes in the place game of Shavuos goofy you should be makel whatever. I saw him Shmuel Kamenetsky sefer, he brings down the Mishabura and Shalma Yisrael, you know, whatever. But lemaisa, to mekayim the goyin and you do kinuach v'adacha and you make a bracha achrayna for sure, like the Prima Gadim, you know, then
now if you make a bracha achrayna, you're going against the Shavuos, the Mishabura is bringing down to have two.
I'm not talking about Shavuos. I'm not talking about Shavuos. I'm talking about in general. You're right before your meal. You want to have a coffee, so should you wait a half hour? You know, okay. Now the next part of the Ramah is a Gvina Kasha. So what's this Vard Gvina Kasha? So Gvina Kasha is hard aged cheese. So the Taz says it's got to have a very sharp taste because the Taz is understanding that according to the Rambam's reason that you wait 6 hours because if it's in your teeth. The hard cheese has nothing to do with your teeth. It doesn't get in your teeth, or even if it would get in your teeth, I don't know if it's called gvina anymore. It's a special pasuk that gvina ben ashenayim is called basar ben ashenayim is called basar, but not necessarily gvina ben ashenayim is called gvina. And therefore, the only reason is that's tam. It's got to have a very very strong tam. How does cheese get a strong tam? Because it uses keva, uses rennet, and it uses and worms it's wormy and it's very strong. You know, a very strong taste. And that type of strong taste is a taste which is mechayev to wait 6 hours. The shach doesn't get involved in worms and doesn't get involved in all these things. He just says any aged cheese, which is more than 6 months, if it's aged for more than 6 months, it's there to, you know, really enhance the taste. And since it's there to enhance the taste, so therefore it's considered a strong taste and you got to wait 6 hours. Many people say also that the other reason for hard cheese is also applies, not like the Taz, that it also stays in your teeth. It's also, you know, hard and it gets stuck in your teeth and it's oily. What?
That was the case of the Maram.
Right, and that's brought down to Aruch Chaim that the Maram Taka found cheese in his teeth after 6 hours, and that's why he was Machmer. So, okay, so now Lamaisa, what's considered hard cheese? So, Lamaisa, if you have eight cheese, which is aged 6 months, it's considered hard cheese. People say Parmesan cheese, which is aged, you know, average. It's like I was trying to figure out how they make it. It's taka, the normal, the real stuff is aged like 2 years minimum, and why is it called Gvina Kasha? It should be called Gvina Yishan because it's taka very hard, because you can't really eat that with your teeth. You have to grind it, and you have to use a hacksaw basically to cut it up. So if it's properly aged, it's very, very, very hard. You have to, they test it with a hammer, and it's like, it's really hard. It's really hard. It's kasha. So that's taka gvina kasha, and that's what the mecha, that's pasha pshat what he's talking about. Lemaisa, the Rebbe Yashiv was machmer, and I saw it's not just it's in the Kreves Tshuvas. It's in the printed tshuva, and then I started looking around, and it's not just Rebbe Yashiv. A few other people seem like to be machmer on that is like basically any cheese, anything except for soft cheese, anything except for cottage cheese, basically. You know, any cheese which is hardened even if it's not Parmesan cheese, any sliced cheese like that. Right. I don't know if it has mamish a strong taste. Right. I don't know about that. That's mamish like, I don't know what that is. But like Munster cheese, any like Swiss cheese, Munster cheese, what? Yeah, any of these cheeses, that's like, it's considered, right, anything like that. Yeah, anything like that, you would have to wait 6 hours. That's what Rabbi Yashiv said. And then Rabbi Yashiv says, what about if it's melted? So the big hak about if it's melted. And the Parmesan cheese is very common. What happens if it's melted? So everyone quotes the Yad Yehuda, that the Yad Yehuda says, if it's melted, it doesn't have the problem of 6 hours anymore. The kul yam, because it's not kosher. It got melted. It's not kosher anymore. So everyone jumps on the Yad Yehuda. The Badei Shulchan, I saw, jumps on him. And he says, the Yad Yehuda is going that the main reason to wait for hard cheese is because it gets stuck between your teeth. So if it got melted, it's not getting stuck between your teeth anymore. But that's not the main reason why you would wait for 6 hours. And Rabbi Yashiv writes that in the Tshuva B'Firish. The reason is, because, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, because it was aged and it has a strong taste. So therefore, well, who says that the taste goes away because you melted it? I mean, what shaykh is? I know, but this is gvina that now you melted. So you put it into you melted it on. So basically, Rabbi Yashiv says in the tshuva that between his two chumras that you have to wait for melted and you have to wait for any cheese. So you got to wait 6 hours after pizza. That's basically what he says in the tshuva. So Rabbi Yashiv says in the tshuva, and it's a printed tshuva, that you got to wait 6 hours after pizza. That's what he says over there. He's talking halach lemaisa. I don't think that's the widely accepted psak. I think for both of these reasons. Number one is because we're only really machmir on very, very old aged cheese. Now, cheese could be aged, could be old, but it's not meant to be necessarily. It doesn't, you know, sometimes it could be, but the processing time is much shorter by most of these cheeses. And b'chol, you have another tier of that. It's melted. I've never seen anyone be machmir on that. Although, when I saw it brought down b'shmois, I was like, okay, a lot of things are said in the name of Rabbi Yashiv, you know, not so reliable. But maybe it's a printed tshuva that he has over there. But that's not the accepted psak. So the accepted psak, I think, is on very hard cheeses like Parmesan cheese and stuff like that. If it's melted, it's a machoikis in the poiskim. The Yad Yehuda was meikel, but others are machmir, even b'chia gavna, to wait for 6 hours.
Was the shach on Yud Zayin, was he trying to talk about that at all? It says,
I don't know. Well, I don't think so. I don't know why. You say, why is he bringing down this marshal if the Ramah says to be machmir? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Like a salad that someone put like some grated parmesan cheese.
The chayav have to wait 6 hours on that.
Yeah. Even if that's probably you have less than a shear or less than a month.
Right. Well, raya, they put it in, right? So that's the biggest raya that they want you to taste it. Right?
But once it's ground, it's not hard anymore.
What?
But once it's ground, it's not hard anymore.
Sure it is. That I can't tell.
It's not melted.
It's like melted.
What?
Chewing it. I'm not going to chew it.
But the flavor is hard.
Flavor is hard.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go on into one other. Okay. Let's do Tav Shel Shabasar now. Ugh, Mike. I don't know how to turn my ringer off. I don't know how to turn it off. Okay. So the Halacha Gimel. Ochal Tav Shel. We mentioned this quickly last week, but I want to get a few haras on this now. Ochal Tav Shel Shabasar. If you ate a tavshil shel basar, tavshil shel basar is the potatoes that are cooked with the meat. Mutu lechol achrav tavshil shel gvina. You don't have to be machmer, and you could have potatoes that were cooked with cheese. Vanatila beineim ein el rishus. You don't even have to wash your hands. V'yesh matzichim natila, but there are mos machmer with natila. Avol, and it's a big shaila. Does he also require kinuach v'adacha? Avol in balechol gvina atzma achar tavshil shel basar. Oh yeah, basar atzma achar tavshil shel gvina. So if one of them is the real thing, it's either for sure meat or for sure cheese, and the question is the tavshil, then you should wash your hands according to the mechaber. But the Ramah was machmer no matter what on atila. So this is when you're handling food, you should wash your hands from one to the other. And even a shamish, even though the Ramah at the end of the sif here that says that if a guy's only preparing the foods, he doesn't have to wash his hands. The shach says it's a misprint, it doesn't make sense. And of course you have to wash your hands if you're preparing the foods also. So anytime you're preparing, you touch cheese and you want to prepare anything to do with fleishiks, or touched meat and you want to prepare anything to do with milk, you got to wash your hands. And tavshil to tavshil, the Ramah says you should wash your hands. Okay. Now there's another...
Yeah, the question about touching foods that are cooked for inflation, what about bottles, like soda bottles?
It's a good question. It's, you need like a separate, if it's at the meal, should you have a separate salt shake? We mentioned that before, that probably it's better to have separate things that get greasy on the outside. So, you know, it's a good point. Now, there's another thing besides tafshil, which is called, there's two other things. One is the Ramah says it's shuman shabasa, dinuk basa atzma. The shuman's like the fat. So the fat of the basa is like the basa. You gotta wait 6 hours, that's for sure. Okay? Then there's one other point, which is what about the roitiv of the basa? And the roitiv of the basa is, for example, if you take meat and you put it into a pan and you cover it very well, and you put it into an oven on very low, let's say on 200, and you put it in for a couple hours, 20 hours, 10 hours, so you take it out, all of a sudden, you have 3 inches of liquid there. So that liquid is not tafshil shel basar. That's mamish basar itself. That everyone holds you wait 6 hours on that. So that liquid is mamish, the liquefied, it's what came out of the meat itself. The difference tafshil shel basar is because the tafshil has its own flavor too. So when you cook a potato with meat, even though it's getting in the potato, some of that roitiv also, but you can't say that that's mamish the meat itself, because the potato has its own flavor. So tafshil shel basar is more kal. So you have the tafshil, you have the basar, 6 hours. You have the roitiv, 6 hours. The tafshil, now what's the status with the tafshil? So the Ramah says, Nagu akshav lahachmer shaloy lechol gvina akar tafshil shel basar. We are machmir that you do not eat milk after even tavshil shabasar, vein lashanais, vulifar it's gather. And it's a part gather to be mishane. Okay? Now, what's pshat in this tavshil shabasar? What's pshat? I mean, Lemaisa, are we going to say that it's because it has the 6 hours? It does not have the Rambam's reason. It doesn't get stuck in your teeth. But does it have the other reason that the flavor is nimshach? Well, look, it's a potato. At the end of the day, what does it taste like? A potato like meat? It tastes like a potato. It has a little bit of flavor. So Moshe Feinstein says this is a light plug, and it's a minig, and it's just to keep you away from this whole meat. It's not, you don't really have the reasoning of tam nimshach over here. It's just a, what?
You put the potato in the meat just because you wanted to get that.
You wanted to get that flavor, but that flavor is not a 6 hour waiting flavor. It's a nice flavor, but it's not a flavor that you have to wait 6 hours for. So it's not Moshech Tam for 6 hours. So it's a loy plug, and Chazal made the minig there. Now, based on this, he uses this to explain two other halachas, very important halachas, okay? He says, since it's only loy plug, so you got to know what's what, okay? So, therefore, he says that he wants to know, what if you're taking vitamins? And the vitamin, he says, is made out of, vitamins that were made out of liver.
Iron.
Iron, what?
Iron.
Is what?
That's made out of liver, that's what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah? I don't know, he just says vitamin, he says liver, okay. So it's in Chelek Beis in Yerodea, the Tshuva, Simon Lamed Zayin. So he says over there is that this stuff, it's not the basar itself, it's one of the ingredients of the thing. So it's like a din of like a tavshil shel basar. And therefore he says they never made a meeting on this thing. Because this thing is not a real achila, you know, it's not b'taras achila, and there's no loy plug doesn't cover this. And therefore, since loy plug doesn't cover this, what?
You're saying not kosher pill?
I'm not kosher. She's talking about waiting 6 hours. She says you don't have to wait 6 hours after that because that's not a real tafshil shel basar. It's not a real achila. You're not eating it for the purpose of the flavor or anything like that. So mainly you don't have to be machmer. And what's his proof? His proof is from the next din, very, very nogea dikadin. So we're machmer to wait 6 hours on tafshil shel basar also. So that means if you tasted the barley or the potato and the chalent, you got to wait 6 hours. That's what we hold. Then he goes along and says, "Miu says the Ramah im ein basar, but tavshil reaction is basar, but kederish shel basar. If you just cooked it in a kederish shel basar in a pot, an inflation pot, then mutul lachal achrav gvina. You know, you can wait right away. You can eat it right away. Okay. Now, the problem with this, what? Yeah, it's a pariv. It's a pariv food in a fleshika pot, and the Ramah says that taki you don't have to wait 6 hours. Okay? So obviously there's no tam nimshach there. That makes a lot of sense according to Ramah. So how far did we make this light plug? How far did we go? So, no, once it's in the pot, there's no problem. The question is why not? So the Shach says the reason why not is because it's a not bar not. The not bar not we didn't learn yet, but not bar not basically means it's a second degree flavor. The flavor went from the meat to the pot, number one, and then from the pot into the potato, so now that potato, which is parv, has a second degree flavor. That's what he says. So such a flavor, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Sefrektu b'kiveger on the base mayor, that can't be pshat in the Ramah, because a second degree flavor, according to Pasha Pshat, a second degree flavor, b'dievid, you're allowed to eat it with milk itself. Forget 6 hours. B'dievid, let's say you've cooked pasta in this pot and then you melt the cheese on it. You're allowed to eat it. If b'dievid, once it's done. Together, mamish. So there's no havamin, you have to wait 6 hours. How could that be what the Ramah's chiddush is? What? Even ben yomu, b'dievid. B'dievid. The mechaber holds the chatriyah, but the Ramah, b'dievid. So how could that be pshat? How could that be pshat in the Ramah that's the shach that it's not barnat? So Rabbi Kivega and the base mayor answer Gavalda Kateretz, that what the Ramah is coming to say is sometimes you could have a flavor coming from a pot that's not considered not barnat, which is, let's say you cut an onion with a fleshig knife. So if you cut an onion with a fleshig knife, we're going to learn later, is that the onion is considered taking out the primary flavor. It's not a second degree flavor anymore. The primary flavor comes out of the knife. So since it's considered a tam rishon, one would have a havamin. You have to wait 6 hours after that. So kamash malon that since it came from a pot, it's not the flavor of the meat itself, and even though it's mamish like a tam rishon, but you don't have to wait 6 hours after that. Okay.
How does that fit into kedera?
It's kedera. You cooked the davar charef.
You cooked an onion,
so you would think it's a tam rishon. So kamash malon that you don't have to wait 6 hours after that. Now, there's a very interesting prima godim in Taka. I looked it up this morning in Hilchos Shavuos, and he says over there a fascinating din. He says, what happens the other way around? Let's say you're fleshik, and someone serves you an onion that was cut with a milchik knife. So there it's a tamrishin of milk in the onion. So the prima godim says that you have to wait. You're not allowed to eat that within 6 hours. So one could ask, what's the steer to Rabbi Kiviger? Rabbi Kiviger says that if you have an onion cut with a fleshig knife, you don't have to wait 6 hours, so it's not considered the milk itself, the meat itself. And the Supreme Government says, if you're fleshig and you have an onion cut with a milk knife, you can't eat it within 6 hours. So I heard from Rabbi Felder, it's not a stira. It's two separate things. One is, if you cut an onion with a fleshig knife, you don't have tam nimshach, you don't have basar b'nei shinayim, you don't have any reason to be machmer. So Teretz says tavshil shabasa. That's normal. We weren't going to tavshil shabasa when it came from a kli, if it didn't come directly from the meat itself. So that's why you don't have to wait 6 hours after that. But if I'm already in fleshik mode, I already ate real basar and I already ate real, right? It's in my teeth and everything. So once I'm fleshik and I'm already tasting it and I'm within 6 hours of the meat, I can't eat anything which doesn't have shaychus to milk. Even if it's a tamrishin, if it's a first degree flavor of milk, because the onion took out the flavor of the thing, so memela, I wouldn't be allowed to eat it. So therefore, this is your fleshik, and you go to like a milchika, restaurant or something, they serve you a salad, oh, go parv, whatever. So if there's onions in there, it could be it's a problem according to the Prima Godim. Because now you're fleshik, you're eating a tamrishin of milk. So it doesn't make you fleshik if it's a fleshik onion, but if you're fleshik, you can't eat a milchika onion. That taka would be pshat. So not everything which is parv, technically, parv means I don't have to wait 6 hours. No, but if you're fleshy, you can't eat it. That's the prima godim says mafurish. So you're combining stuff over here. I don't know. What happens if
the onion took out basar
ol? We're not talking about no. We're saying anything that doesn't make you fleshik, so it's not a problem. Now, the Shach himself doesn't like any of this. He says it can't be the chiddush of the Ramah, and he says a massive chiddush here. He says the chiddush of the Ramah is that if it comes from a pot, then it's mutter. It's talking about a case where the pot wasn't cleaned well, and there's still some be'en, some moshus of the fleshiks in the pot, and that got into the food. You don't have to wait 6 hours. So it means that, let's take an example. You're having spaghetti and meatballs for supper. So you cooked up meatballs in the pot, took out the meatballs, put it into a plate. Then you stuck the pot under the sink, you rinsed it out. Bacher situation. And then you just like rinsed it out, and you cooked the pasta in there. So Dr. Shach, you don't have to wait 6 hours from the pasta. But how could that be? There's meat sauce all over the place. So miman of shach, frek the velt on the shach. What are you talking about? If you're talking about that it's so little that's batel b'shishim, so what's the chiddush? It's not there. And if it's not potter b'shishim, it's there. So you got to wait 6 hours. What's he saying? What's the shach saying? What's poshup shot in this shach in Sif Katan Yud Tes?
Go back to what we were saying about before. You put the meat in the oven and you slowly cook it. Now you have all this liquid. So the same thing here, you have to
lick me. No, but that's Reuter. That's what I'm saying, because that's Reuter. By Tavshil, what are you saying?
I'm saying is that because the meatballs now may cause this grease, and you might have washed it, and there's still so much smoke there.
But the Shach is saying you don't have to wait after it. That's the whole kasha here. The Shach is saying you don't have to. So Shach is, why not? So the, right? In other words, the Reuter, it's fakir. That's kufa makes the kasha more worse. So, so the pshat is like this, and I saw this is the Ramosha is learning the shach like this. It's a gavaltika pshat. The pshat is like this. Really, tafshel shel basar is a very big chiddush. You ate the potato. Why in the world are you waiting 6 hours? Teretz is, like Michael said, because why did I put the potato with the cholent? Why don't I just cook up meat, cook up barley, cook up potatoes, and serve, a nice selection of, put whatever you want in it. Half the time, I'm serving the chalent to my kid. I want barley, I want potatoes, I don't want beans, I want, make it separate, make the potatoes separate, and chalent myself. So the answer is no, you want the potatoes to taste like the meat, obviously. Right? So since I want the meat flavor in the potato, so they made a chumrah to say, b'chiyai gavna, you have to wait 6 hours, because the potato has in it a little bit of the taste of the meat. And you're thinking about the meat when you're eating a potato. That's why you're doing it.
Why can't you say it's too good?
But you're doing it bedavka that way. You want to taste the meat. So therefore, it's called tavshil shel basar. And if you're going to allow me to eat that potato and not wait 6 hours, people are going to make a mistake and start, so you meat, milk, whatever. However, says the Yad Yehuda, and Ramesha says it also, that's in this case. But let's say, in the case of the keder, I'm cooking potatoes and I have no interest in meat at all. I want nice, clean, good potatoes. And accidentally, a little piece of meat falls into the pot. I didn't even notice. And then when I'm done, I strain the potatoes and a little piece of meat is in there. So I didn't try to do this on purpose. So therefore, maybe there, I don't have to, there's no loy plug on that. Remember, we're learning now that this tavshil shel basar, you're waiting 6 hours, not because it actually tastes like meat, it's because of the loy plug. So the loy plug was, because since you're cooking it with meat, and you want to get the meat flavor, but here, I don't care about the meat flavor. I don't want the meat flavor. It just fell in by accident. So maybe I don't have to wait 6 hours on that tavshil shel basar. So Kol Shekin in this case says the Yad Yehuda and Ramosha that the Shach's case is the lo'ilam, the amount of grease that's in pasta that this bachar cooked up over there, is talking more than shishim and it's noticeable. But he didn't want the pasta to taste like the meat. V'araya, he tried to wash it out. He didn't want it there because he wanted to keep it parv. So it just got in. So Mamil, since he dafka does not want the flavor of the meat, there's no loy plug on that. And then, since there's no light plug on it, so memela, you don't have to wait the 6 hours afterwards. So it's a big chiddush, but that's what Moshe says. So your kavana makes a difference, and there's no light plug on it. So Rabbi Felder used to always say that you go to yeshiva. You go to yeshiva. So in the, I don't know if every yeshiva is like that, but in yeshiva dining room, so they serve in liquid. So they would serve rice and potatoes and then chicken, right? But one guy's taking rice. Now it's your turn. Now, I'm waiting for him to take rice, to finish taking the rice. So you take the spoon from the chicken, take rice, and take this way, now I'm coming to take rice, but it has someone before me use the chicken thing in there. So Lamaisa, according to that, you have the heter of the shach, you don't have to wait 6 hours after that rice. Because it's totally, it's keder shalai hut chayafa. What? No, so if he wants to let him eat chicken.
So the chicken flavored rice.
Then just eat six. Yeah, exactly. So that's the pshat on the shach. So that comes out very big kula from the shach. Lagabi this din of tavshil shel basar. Okay. He's basing his heter of the vitamins on this shach. So you see from the shach that tavshil shel basar has agdaras to it.
Right.
Tavshil Shabbos is only off slight plug.
Moshe is saying that it got the vitamins because he didn't really want to eat it.
He's right, he's saying, I don't really care about the taste of the vitamin. Of the car. I don't care what it is.
Halacha l'maaseh by the case of the pasta, you don't wait 6 hours?
It sounds like he's quoting the Shach, and he's saying this is, and he's learning that shot in the Shach. It's chelik yerder chelik beis simin lamed zayin. So it sounds like that's how he's learning. Okay, so there's a lot of halacha mice over here. Obviously, every case is different, but this is at least as far as the background. I think we pretty much covered this. We didn't get to Sivdala. We'll have to do Sivdala next week. Okay, let's go. So a lot of nekudas here.
The Ramosh is fantastic, but people take iron pills every day.
Right.
So
according to this.